name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those of us who have been Orthodox for a while know what the coming of Zacchaeus Sunday means. And I just want to point out to people that it is, after all, more than a month until the beginning of Great Lent, not the last day of judgment. But let's look at the effort, the spiritual effort and physical effort that Zacchaeus makes to see Christ. He wants to see Christ. He has the desire, as Father Alexander Schmemann says, to see Christ. Without that Great Lent effort, there isn't anything else that's going to happen afterward. We're just going to live our lives in ignorance and lack of concern for what God created us to be, and just pretend that everything is about ourselves. Zacchaeus wasn't doing that. He climbed the sycamore tree because he wanted to see who Christ was. Effort is necessary. What if Zacchaeus hadn't been able to run and climb the sycamore tree to see who Christ was? What if he was spiritually, incapable in his heart as well as in his legs of making the effort? St. Paul, in his letters, oftentimes compares physical effort and spiritual effort, and explains spiritual effort by talking about the physical effort that is necessary in order to accomplish virtually anything. In his first letter to the Corinthians, he says, "I put my body under subjection. I don't let it rule my life, out of fear that while preaching the gospel and freedom to others, I myself might not be able to finish the race." In his first letter to St. Timothy, just before the passages that we read today, he says, "Exercise toward godliness." Exercise toward godliness. It's not something that comes about automatically. It's not something that we can just tap into at an emotional level. Effort is necessary. Look what kind of spiritual confusion there is in us. God created an orderly world, and he created us to be spiritually ordered by loving him and following him. But inside of ourselves, we find a chaos. Something's got to be done. We need to make an effort. Follow what St. Paul is calling a life of spiritual exercise toward godliness. And at the end of the passage that we read this morning, we hear him command St. Timothy, who is after all going to be a bishop, to teach that it is necessary to exercise ourselves toward godliness. And then we hear him say, physical exercise is of a little benefit. Little benefit. If he wasn't in excellent physical condition, he would never get from Antioch to Athens. But that's a little benefit. It's absolutely essential that we exercise our bodies in order to be able to live our lives. It's the same thing when it comes to our spiritual lives. We will not be able to live the spiritual lives that God has given us to live. He has, as St. Paul says, we heard him say today, Christ has saved all mankind, especially those who believe. And he's not talking just about an intellectual acceptance of the idea of who Jesus is and all the rest of that. He's talking about believing in a way that it includes the direction and movement of our lives. If the way we live our lives is according to a belief in something else, that will become apparent. If we trust in something other than this new life that we've been given to live, and we don't actually live that life, but instead we live a completely different life, as though we had not been created to live an eternal life from God's own life, If we ignore that and we live some different life, then we cannot say that we believe in Christ. Belief in Christ means that we live the life that He has given us to live. Effort is necessary. We may do so in brief starts and falling back, but we know where the North Star is. We know what direction we are heading. If we believe in Christ, we are going to make our lives into a spiritual exercise toward godliness, because the goal is to attain the stature of Christ. And of course, we know that is not our stature, our own stature, something that we are capable of accomplishing ourselves, but Christ Himself has that stature. He is fully God and fully man. He is perfect. In Him, our humanity is perfect. And we can share in His life by believing in Him and making the spiritual effort such that our lives become an exercise toward godliness. That's what St. Paul is saying. In a sermon that Archbishop Seraphim of Canada gave for the feast day that will begin with Vespers, the feast day of the meeting of Christ in the temple, Archbishop Seraphim says that God has created a world where there is a pattern that is to be followed. The first example that he gives is the fact that the parents of the Messiah bring their son, Jesus, to the temple after he is 40 days old, the event that we celebrate tonight and tomorrow morning. And Jesus is recognized by Simeon and Anna as the Messiah and fulfills the prophecy that that will happen. The old man and the old woman who come to the temple and recognize the Messiah are God-loving, righteous. That doesn't just happen by accident. It takes a life of spiritually submitting to God, loving God, bringing our passions into harmony with our love of Him. Effort is necessary to see Christ. But we didn't lose the capacity to love God. And because that is the way Simeon is, he is ready to see. He instantly recognizes that this is the promised Messiah. And it's the same thing with Anna, the old woman. She recognizes the Messiah. God means for us to live our lives in that kind of way, making our lives a spiritual exercise toward godliness. St. Paul commands Timothy to teach, as he's going to become a leader of Christians, that exercise toward godliness is essential to actually live the lives in Christ that we have been given. All mankind is saved, especially those who believe. St. Paul says, physical exercise is of some benefit in the living of life. But exercise toward godliness enables us to live the life that we've been given. Simeon and Anna were able to recognize the Messiah because God created us as human beings in order to be in harmony with Him. To live like that is spiritually demanding. But all of us have the identical spiritual problem and difficulty. Life isn't made easier by having fewer physical possessions. Life isn't made easier by having more physical possessions. In both cases, we face the same spiritual challenges. And in both cases, exercise toward godliness is essential. That's the path. Effort is necessary. We can't have a salvation because our belief is in Christ if we don't live a life of belief in Christ. He has accomplished all that we could not have accomplished. But we still have to live a godly life, a life that Archbishop Seraphim calls a life that gives life, a life-giving life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.